with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Border Czar Tom Homan says ICE agents have finished their job in Minnesota.
Border Czar Tom Homan says Operation Metro Surge has resulted in more than 4,000 arrests since it started December 1st.
We've had great success with this operation.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz was asked when they are leaving.
As soon as they can pack their stuff, book a plane.
Two people were shot and killed by federal officers in Minneapolis.
The federal government needs to pay for what they broke here.
The governor says the federal government caused an unnecessary, unwarranted, and in many cases unconstitutional assault on his state. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Trump administration has revoked a key scientific finding that supported U.S. regulations on greenhouse gas emissions. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
President Trump's EPA rescinded a 2009 declaration that carbon dioxide and other gases endanger public health. The president hailed the move to roll back climate regulations.
This action will eliminate over $1.3 trillion of regulatory costs and help bring car prices tumbling down dramatically.
He argued that the Obama-era scientific finding had no basis in fact. However, the administration's decision is expected to spur legal challenges. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The U.S. military has reported two major incidents that occurred in recent days tied to the massive buildup of forces in the Caribbean Sea. It said Thursday that a Marine has died after falling overboard and that two Navy ships collided, leaving two sailors with minor injuries. A 21-year-old from Florida had fallen from an amphibious assault ship and was declared dead Tuesday following an extensive search. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 669. This is SRN News. Abortion and gay marriage amendments are advancing in Virginia. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
Newly elected Democratic Governor Abigail Spanberger has authorized a public referendum on the measures, one of which would enshrine abortion in the state constitution if voters approve it in the fall. The other amendment would enshrine gay marriage. Democrats have been pushing both pieces of legislation in an effort to place abortion and homosexual unions beyond the reach of future legislatures and any court rulings on the national level. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration has stopped flying a rainbow flag at the Stonewall National Monument, the country's first federal monument to the gay pride movement. The flag was taken down from a flagpole on the National Park Service-run site, which centers on a tiny park in Manhattan's Greenwich Village. The Park Service says it's complying with recent guidance that clarifies longstanding flag policies and applies them consistently. This is SRN News. The financial news isn't good for Nissan.
Japanese automaker Nissan reported deeper losses for the latest quarter through December compared to a year earlier as restructuring costs cut into its profitability. Nissan Motor said Thursday it posted a 28.3 billion yen, $185 million loss for the October through December quarter, about twice the 14 billion yen loss it recorded a year earlier.
Correspondent Bill Alexander. The press gallery overlooking the U.S. House chamber has been renamed after the prominent abolitionist Frederick Douglass. The move was led by Republican Congressman Byron Donalds of Florida and supported by dozens of lawmakers on both sides of the aisle. Artifacts from Douglass's life were on display during the event, which was attended by prominent black conservative activists, faith leaders, and White House officials. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.